Welcome to Skin Deep here on Sirius XM Radio, channel 141, HUR Voices. I'm your host, Sharon Morton. And as always, I'm so happy to be here and have you listening from all over the world. Today, I'm talking about the power of sisterhood. You all know that I started an organization a couple of years ago called Black Door Society. You can go to blackdoorsociety.org for more information. But at Black Door Society, we share opportunities with each other that opens doors to powerful networks that increase our net worth. We call ourselves the Good Old Black Girl Network, and I'm excited to have two of my Black Door Society sisters co-hosting the show with me today. They are Dr. Pam Perry. She's an award-winning communications and PR professional who has been called by Publishers Weekly the PR guru, and I can testify to that, folks. Pam, we can testify. Dr. Pam has been featured on more than 500 radio and TV programs. She's also the publisher of the world-renowned Speakers Magazine. And her clients have been on platforms like CNN, CNBC, The Oprah Show, or Oprah Magazine, excuse me, Black Enterprise, and so many more. I also have my Black Door Society sister, Natalie Solomon Brimage. She's a seasoned public health analyst with over 20 years of experience leading different health initiatives such as HIV care and treatment innovation. She focuses a lot on women's health and advocacy in communities of color. And she loves what she does. She nurtures her passion for women's wellness and decor through her lifestyle company, Mary Kay Life and Style. Now, Natalie, get me straight, girl. Was that, pronounce it for me, please.
You're close. It's Marake.
Marake. Okay. So listen, folks, you have to tune for these beautiful ladies here with me. As I always say, we're going to be doing more than just scratching the surface. Here on Skin Deep, we're talking all about the spirit and power of sisterhood with my Black Door Society sisters. We'll be right back after these messages here on Skin Deep on Sirius XM Radio. Do you ever find yourself lying in bed at night, feeling the weight of your financial struggles pressing down on you? Are mounting debts, student loans, and the uncertainty of these post-pandemic times holding you hostage from living the life you truly deserve? I want you to know that there is a way out, and it starts with the Money Talks Emergency Savings Challenge and Toolkit. This program was created for ambitious people who refuse to settle for less than they deserve. It's about empowering you to break free from the chains of financial limitations and create a life of abundance. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. But don't wait. Breakthroughs happen when action is taken. Go to MoneyTalksChallenge.com to reclaim your financial power today. That's MoneyTalksChallenge.com. This is Sharon Morton here on Sirius XM Radio, and I want you to love yourself, be yourself, embrace your natural self with Talia Wajid hair care products, specifically formulated to provide naturally curly, coily, kinky, and wavy hair textures with moisturizing, conditioning, and cleansing excellence to support healthy, flourishing, and beautiful natural hair for men, women, and kids. Go to Talia.com for products that are nutrient-rich with vitamins, minerals, fiber, and protein to achieve your strongest, healthiest hair. Protect, maintain, and keep your hair stronger and healthier than ever before with Talia Wajid Natural Hair Care Products. It's your hair, your regimen, and your style. Go to Talia.com for healthy hair and a healthy, beautiful you. That's Talia, TALIAH.com. Welcome back to Skin Deep here on Sirius XM Radio, HUR Voices. I'm Sharon Morton. And before the break, I was telling you about my phenomenal Black Door Society sisters who are my co-host today. Welcome to Sirius XM again, Dr. Pam. She's been a guest before. And Natalie, so glad to have you ladies co-hosting with me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ron. This is really good.
Yes. Thank so you. Exciting.
And for those who will be watching the show and or listening, you'll see that we have on our colors, Black Door Society colors, are black, teal, and gold. Gold is missing today. I couldn't find my teal or my gold jacket, but I got on my black one.
I got on gold boots. You have on your gold. Oh, that's right. Okay. Gold boots. Love it.
I do too. So ladies, for those in our audience who don't know about what we do at Black Door Society, please do tell anybody.
Yes. Well, I remember getting a call from you and you said, hey, you know, I know a lot of phenomenal women and I would like to introduce all my phenomenal women to each other so that we can build businesses. And you were saying multi-million dollar businesses that basically, from an old standpoint where they had the good old boy network, you says, I want to build the good old Black girl network. And I was like, I don't even know anything else, but I'm all in because I love Sharon. And I was like, the people that you know are, that you have introduced me to have been phenomenal people. So yes. I was like, okay, these are for people who are high powered, people who exclusive events, invitation only, the good old Black girl network. I mean, it was one of the things that I felt was missing. And I jumped right in because I said, hey, this is something that is really, really needed for business. And we have other groups, and not to knock any other groups, but this right. was really to network for higher net worth. And I yes. was really in. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you did jump right in, Pam. And I was so grateful because, I mean, you are the Dr. Pam Perry. So we had only known each other a few months. We had talked. We had been on another show together, Carl Brown's show, The Small Business Report. And I reached out to you and you were like, yes, I'm all in. And I was just, I was like, I can't believe it. I got Dr. Pam Perry.
Oh, my God. You know, it was real funny, though, because Sharon, in 2009, I wrote a book called Synergy Energy. And I don't even think you knew that. But it was like how to use the power of partnerships to market your book, grow your business and brand your ministry. And that was really the whole thing was about synergy. If people could just come together and really help each other, because you have a book. You know, your book is Girl Get Up and Win, yeah. Partnerships about growing your business. Obviously, we partnered with Woo. I'm kind of getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. And to brand your ministry because our work is our ministry. So all of us together, we have the IG that we have going, sharing our success stories that yeah. are helping to brand our business, grow our brand, our ministries. And that was really like a 2009. I mean, that's like forever ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I just really saw that. And then, you know, other organizations too, like NABJ, you know, we're both a part of that National Association yeah. of Journalists. I think it's celebrating 50 years, but that was always power in numbers. And so it just niches down further and further of what the organizations do. And Black yeah. Door Society, you know, the women in there, Cheryl Wood, you know, we just had her, we were all at her event.
Yes,
and just supporting her as well, because it's like her speaker kind of event was something that we all want to use our voices.
Yeah.
And so it was inspiring others to use their voices. So Natalie, I loved having a good time just really chatting and getting to know you more as well, because we just found that there were so many synergies among us.
Yeah. Yes. And Natalie is a new Black Door Society member, although I kind of call her honorary officially, because Natalie was at almost all of our Black Door Society events. And so I knew that we were going to have her join us. Natalie, what is it like being in Black Door Society? But tell us why you decided to join first.
Well, thank you. excuse me. I really have to say, coming out and supporting you all on your events and everything that you were doing the first time I had met you on your show previously when I won the spotlight for my business a couple years ago.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And that's when I first got introduced to that, you know, through I think it was a email in one of our sorority things. And I said, you know, I just started my company. I might as well see what happens. And that's how I got introduced to you all. And I really appreciated the opportunity to elevate and showcase my business. And I said, if these are ladies that are working together to promote one another and elevate each other as we're trying to endeavor on our respective paths with our businesses, I said, I want to continue to see what these ladies are about. Of course, if you are a source, I wanted to support as well. And then I just saw all the other things that you were doing, from the Girl You Got Funds to the boat ride activities, where I just saw there was so much collaboration, there was so much uplifting, and the willingness to share information
is
amazing. Like, I really have to say, being able to go to Dr. Cheryl's event, and then having some time to sit and hang out with Dr. Pam and over lunch and everything. It's just hearing the conversation. The conversations are elevated, and we're all going towards our goal of building wealth. And my healthcare challenges, you know, and my advocacy for women's health. If you don't have health, you can't have wealth. So they go right hand in hand. And as I'm forming and building my company, those are areas that I want to integrate. So I said, you know, this is a phenomenal opportunity. These ladies are amazing, doing big things. How can I be one?
Yeah, because I mean, I was looking at some photos from like a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. We all had, or maybe it was a year ago. Dr. Pam had gone out and bought us these teal boas.
Yes,
feathers everywhere all over the ship.
They were. Yes.
They were there.
Right. And I saw you there, Natalie. And then I saw another event you were at, and then another. And then you were just at our awards ceremony this past Sunday. I was like, this girl's, she's determined to be a Black Door Society member. And I'm so happy you are, because, you know, I started Black Door Society to help take Black women entrepreneurs to the next level. You know, whether that's putting them in rooms with 100 millionaires, which we've been in those rooms, right, Pam, with WPO and
Women.
And Woo, yeah. Or if it just means utilizing each other's services, or just sharing or spreading the word about each other's businesses. I think that's really important. Do either of you think, and I know you're new to BDS, Black Door Society, Natalie, but Pam, do you think being a member of Black Door Society has helped your business at all? Yeah. And you already had, you know, your business was already blown up.
But. Oh, no. But it was one in particular. Just adding value is always important. Mm-hmm. So Michelle McKinney Hammond, a previous client, but I love her. And I remember Dr. Ross, Acre Black, she interviewed her for one of our events. And Michelle McKinney Hammond, if you all know, is like a relationship guru. She probably wrote about 40 books on relationships. And Dr. Roz Acre Black is a psychologist, doctor of psychology or psychiatrist. And she interviewed her really about relationships. She'd been on OWN and all these other different shows. So it was a good match. And so just matching the right people together is always important. It has helped the business in terms of when you did the book with Talisha.
Yeah.
And then Courageous Man Magazine, just introducing good women to other good women to help support each other and even to inspire each other. Because one of the things, Dr. Marcia Whitaker, she was there as well, one of our members, and just getting to know her more as well, again, from being in the circle with Cheryl. So the circle of really supporting each other, knowing each other, what they do, whether it's their podcast, whether it is their magazine, their books. Dr. Andrea Boudot, she is amazing.
Yes.
She talks about health as well. But her and Dr. Renee, we had an event not too long ago, and little did Dr. Andrea know that Dr. Renee was working on her doctorate in the same thing that Dr.
Right.
So they were helping each other right there at the dining room table.
Right.
At the dining room table. I was like, oh my God, this is so much synergy. And it really is. It's one of those things. And I'm from Detroit, so most of you all are kind of like in the DMV.
Yeah.
But when I had my event, the Speak, Sell, and Shine, you helped support that as well.
Yes.
You were part of the media panel as well. So I'm just like so down with this. It's like a breath. Like I said, in 2009, I was really trying to get this vision out about synergy energy. And then finally, like 10 years later, you know, she right. make a phone call. But she's a visionary. So she's a visionary, and she has more things in store for all of us to do as well.
And I didn't even consider myself a visionary. But you know what? God always has a plan that we know nothing about.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And so I always say I have to follow his path and his time. And this Black Door Society has just blown up. It's just been around for 2 short years. And look at all that we have done in 2 short years. It's just been amazing. But ladies, before we go to break, I need you to tell our listeners how they can reach out to you, whether it's your social media or your website. Please let them know.
Yes. So I am all things Pam Perry PR. I do PR. So PamPerryPR.com. That's where they can find all the things. They can find the magazine. They can subscribe to that for free. They can get quick media coverage, anything about PR, the blog, the podcast, all at PamPerryPR.com.
Yes. And Natalie?
Mine is my name and my company, Marake Life, the letter N, style.com. I'm sorry, .org.
Spell Marake.
M-E-R-A-K-I, Life, L-I-F-E, N, style, style.org.
Okay, that sounds good. Folks, we have to take a break, but go to blackdoorsociety.org for more information on our organization and these fabulous ladies. We'll be right back after these messages with my Black Door Society sisters, Dr. Pam Perry and Natalie Solomon-Brimage, here on Skin Deep on SiriusXM Radio, Channel 141. The 2024 Black Girl Magic Cruises countdown is on. Black Girl Magic Cruises set sail on August 16th, 2024, following a two-day tour of Rome. Join Black Girl Magic Cruises for a seven-day journey sailing the Italian and French Rivieras. This luxury travel experience includes stops in Florence, Italy, Monte Carlo, the south of France, and Barcelona, Spain. Centered on joy, this Black Girl Magic Cruises moment is designed for fun, exploration, inspiration, and relaxation to ignite your imagination, energize your spirit, and renew your soul. For more information, call 202-384-3985 or register to learn more at blackgirlmagiccruises.eventbrite.com. That's blackgirlmagiccruises.eventbrite.com. Black Girl Magic Cruises for all your dream destinations.
Are you an author or a speaker or a subject matter expert wanting more exposure for your brand? Well, here's the secret. Get the media talking about you. Want to know how to get quick media coverage? Get media coverage so you can amplify your reach. Want to know how to get 500 plus media placements and 400 million audience reach? Dr. Pam Perry is offering guaranteed PR coverage with her Quick Media Coverage PR packages. Dr. Pam Perry is a master publicity strategist that shows speakers and experts how to get seen, get heard, and get noticed so they can get paid. If you want immediate guaranteed publicity, go to quickmediacoverage.com. That's quickmediacoverage.com now.
And we're back here on SiriusXM Radio with my Black Door Society sister, Natalie Solomon-Brimage. Our other wonderful sister, Dr. Pam Perry, had to get on another show. And so we were just so excited and happy that she was able to join us for that first segment. So before we continue, I know before the break you gave out your website, Natalie. Mm-hmm. Tell us your website again or any of your social media handles.
Sure. So I'm also on LinkedIn under my name, Natalie A. Solomon-Brimage, and you can find me, and that's also connected to a bunch of my other things. My Instagram is also Marake Life and Style dot whatever the Instagram
Is. Right.
I would say also I have a multitude of on my one site, the Marake Life and Style dot blog. Actually, I was looking at another site because I have several. And you go to that one site and it connects to the lifestyles part of my division, the life division. And then there's also the style division that is also there so that you can connect to and look at all the different things that I do within my company. The way I had structured it, I was going through a lot of healthcare challenges and needed to create a space for myself to heal and to grieve and do all of those things. And while going through all of that, I decided to create a space for myself in my house, a little she shed, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And a girlfriend of mine came down and she's like, you know, you do a lot of things. You're in public health. You like to do decor. There's a way you can bring all those together. Like, think of it as a lifestyle entity.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, all right, let's put it together. And the one thing I will say that has really propelled me into really digging into this is, we all, as women, as we're in this field, as we're entrepreneurs, as we are going forward with whatever our endeavors are during the day, because we, you know, are 6 billion things going on at the same time.
Oh my God, yes.
Always. But how do we create I'm big on self-care and self-love. How are we taking care of ourselves while we are going through all of these things in our day to day, as we're trying to be super women and putting our cape on to go back to do what we do and to show up for home life and all those things?
It's so hard.
It is. It truly is. I mean, you just came back from traveling all over. I mean, you stay on the go, sis. You know, I mean, you're doing big things.
Listen, I was in Dubai for 14 days? I can't even remember now. Okay.
Yeah.
My brain is still in a different time zone.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I got off the plane, I went straight to, came home, changed, and went to a gala. Okay.
Yes.
And then you
were with us the next morning.
Oh, that's right. That's
SpeakerCon.
Dr. Cheryl's SpeakerCon, because I feel it's so important for me to support, but I want you to know, and everybody to know, I do believe in taking naps. I will take an old lady nap during the day and a heartbeat. Okay.
I
believe in the power of sleep. Okay. Yes. It's like a medicine for me. But listen, I want you to tell us like the website, because I think I want my listeners to go to one place where they can find everything. So just give us the website again and spell Merake. I think you said it was Merake, but don't get me wrong.
Yes, it's Merake. Life, LIFE, the letter N, STYLE, style.blog. Merake Life and Style.
Oh, it's dot blog. Okay. Yes, I thought it was dot org. Okay, I'm glad you said that. Yes. So as I told everyone before the break, Natalie was just inducted into Black Door Society. And for those of you who missed the first segment of the show, I started Black Door Society 2 years ago, almost 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's all about sharing lucrative opportunities with other women, especially women of color, because we have such a hard time starting and growing our businesses. And you just cannot do it alone. You really need people to help you. You need successful people to help you, especially help you avoid all of those landmines that you're bound to step on in this journey called entrepreneurship. And I just felt like if I brought a whole bunch of women together from different industries who weren't afraid to share information, because some people, they don't like to share.
I was just about to say, a lot of people don't like to share.
A lot of people don't want you to have the same successes as they have, but I was totally all about sharing. And I took a page out of the Good Old Boy Network and called us the Good Old Black Girl Network. And you are new into the organization, Natalie. You were just inducted with a new class of 15 women. We call you all the Majesties because you are royal.
love that.
You love that name, right? And as a brand new Majesty, like, you've only been in the organization for, has it been a little over a month now?
Yeah. Just
5 or 6 weeks. What have you taken away so far from being a member of Black
Girl? It has been a whirlwind.
It has
been a whirlwind in just a month.
I
was sitting back thinking about it just the other day, all the different events and opportunities that have presented themselves since we've finished. And the other name was Opulence Rising, which we just absolutely adore.
That's the name we gave this particular class. All of the new members that come in are all called Majesties for a year, but we give each class a name. And Natalie's class of 15 women, we call them Opulence Rising. You said, who loves that, Natalie?
We all do. We love it. When we were sitting at the table, we were like,
Yes.
I was so tickled by it, because it's such a statement. And I will say, meeting the ladies, so I know you had mentioned earlier in the first segment, when we were at the awards ceremony a couple months ago that I was able to come out to, and we had Christina Sakar.
Yeah, from J.P. Morgan Chase.
From J.P. Morgan Chase, and she's one of our BDS sisters. And when she was presenting, I was sitting there taking notes on the back of the program. And I said, I have got to go talk to that lady. I really want to find out, because I had to reboot my company last year due to some other health situations. And I said, I've got to get with her. I didn't get a chance. And then lo and behold, we get to BDS in induction. And I'm sitting right next to her. Oh, you were sitting right next to Christina.
Sitting right next to her. I said,
oh, wait a minute. You didn't know that she was going to be inducted? You didn't know?
I didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
I had no idea.
For some reason, I thought all of you all gotten together on a Zoom call. Maybe Christina didn't make it.
Oh, I think she came in later, but I didn't know I was going to be sitting next to her to actually have a conversation with her. And I was just at, you know, your event and taking notes. And I said, I need to, you know, pick this lady's brain on how to start up certain things in my company. Right. And it was just, I said, okay, this is just divine intervention for us to talk and meet the other ladies. And then there's other ladies that are in the field that I'm in as well. And it was just, it's just been really inspiring. I've been able to support Dr. Cheryl at her SpeakerCon. Tomorrow I'm going to see Dr. Marcia.
Me too.
At the Boss Girl Rising.
Yes, at first I didn't think I was going to be able to make it because I have so many other things, but I was like, yes, I've got to carve out some time to be there. So yes, I will see you there.
Yes. So I mean, those opportunities and then our conversations and just the successes and the sharing that we have, and it's just been, it's kind of like, wow.
Yes.
It really has been.
It's like, it's 0 to 100 because when people are like, well, why aren't you letting everybody come into the organization who you know, expresses an interest? I'm like, because we are serious about helping each other scale. And we have to know that women are serious as well. And so as soon as you get in, I like to say within the first couple of weeks, women realize, oh my goodness, I'm getting my return on my investment already. I've already gotten my return on my investment with all of these opportunities flying by. Do you feel that way? Or
I mean, I do.
Oh, good. Okay.
I really do, because there's always something coming on. I also signed up for the Comeback Champions.
Yeah.
To be a keynote speaker. Kamaria was another BDS sister.
Yeah.
And, you know, those opportunities and speaking was one of the other components of my company that I wanted to expand.
Right.
I talk at work all the time and I teach sometimes and lecture, but I wanted to capitalize on it outside of work.
Right.
And figuring out how can I do that. And this organization has presented opportunities for me to kind of become more comfortable with that and share messages and inspiration.
Yeah.
And how else I can connect with other individuals. So that to me has been just in the past couple of weeks. Some of my friends are like, you're going to another conference. Weren't you just at another one already? It's like, is this work related?
Right, right.
Personal business branding company stuff, you know? So they're like, wow.
It's a lot. We're very serious about that whole networking thing so that we, and not just like, I call it power networking, because we're not just sitting around, you know, eating chicken and exchanging business cards.
Yes.
We're really, really trying to get our members to understand the power of power networking.
Yeah.
So that we can get to the next level with our businesses, so that we can scale and we can become, you know, 7 and 8 figure ladies. And so, you know, it's Black Joy Society has been my, it's sort of been like a baby, you know.
Yeah, of course.
It's crazy. And, you know, just happy and excited that I'm able to bring all of you beautiful ladies along for the ride. I think when God blesses you with abundance, you have to share it. That's how I feel. So
it's been an honor. And these women are amazing. Sometimes, you know, when I thought about it, as much as I had supported, I was like, am I really, should I get into this group? Should I apply? I want to support. Am I at that level? You know, or how do I get to that level? And I realized it kind of gave me pause to say, well, there's no reason you can't get.
That's right. Natalie, you know? Listen, can you believe it? It's the end of the show. I have to close us out. I'm so, so happy that you joined me as my co-host.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome, of course. And that's it for now, folks. I'm your host, Sharmaa Morton, here on SiriusXM Radio, Channel 141, HR Voices, with my Black Door sister, Natalie Solomon Brimage, and Dr. Pam Perry, who had to leave a little bit earlier. I hope that you've used the information we provided to activate your commitment to sisterhood. Find out more about us by going to blackdoorsociety.org. You can hear this show on SiriusXM Radio, Channel 141, on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, as well as on iTunes, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. And hit me up at Sharmaa Morton on Instagram or Facebook. Thanks again for tuning in on all things that are skin deep.